Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Wendy, I'm home.
Remember, Sally, when I promised to kill you last?
That's what I made you. You did.
I lied.
Hello, and welcome to Movies to Drink To. My name is Finn.
I'm Mr. Smith.
We are both here. And in today's episode, we are talking about another 80s movie, another Schwarzenegger movie, another Dino De Laurentiis movie.
Yep.
It is Raw Deal. Mm-hmm. Before we go on, don't forget to like and subscribe to all this crap and rate and review. And if you're listening to this as opposed to watching on YouTube, go over to YouTube anyway and subscribe where there's even more stuff. We just talked about all the best and worst Star Wars films for fucking hours. Nah, it's only 45 minutes. And like us there and share on your social medias if you don't mind. Cool, yeah. Done.
That'd be nice. Just once somebody do that rather than just us.
Others have done it.
Have they?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, others have done it.
Huh. I've not seen that.
You definitely have.
Have I?
What's that guy's name? Recently?
A Little Slice of Hell Network.
There you go.
Yes. Well done to him.
Totally didn't forget you.
No, not at all. I apologise. Good work.
So, Raw Deal from 1986, directed by John Irvin.
Yeah.
Who didn't do much else. I mean, he did other stuff, but nothing really big.
No.
We would have known of. And like I said, produced by Dino De Laurentiis. It stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, Catherine Harold, Sam Wanamaker, Paul Sheena, who was Alejandro in Scarface.
Yes.
Robert Davi and Ed Lauter. The plot beeth.
A former FBI agent turned small-town sheriff agrees to help the FBI chief infiltrate the Chicago Mafia when the FBI chief's son is killed by them.
I'll be honest with you. That sounds a bit complex for a 80s muscle-bound shoot-em-up.
It actually sounds like a much better film than this. There's so many points of that would be really interesting. Like a former FBI agent turned small town sheriff.
All right.
I mean, even that's a great sort of thing. I think Copland eventually did that better.
Yes, Copland's a brilliant film, by the way. Yeah, if you've not seen that,
fantastic film. And yeah, and then the Chicago Mafia, FBI chief's son is killed by them. Yeah, it sounds like a fantastic film. Then there's this.
Then there is this. Our story begins with some very serious looking men walking around. They meet, they're just like, they walk in unison for an airport. They clearly
it's
know each other.
It's such a weirdly edited.
Yeah, one of them looks like Harry Dean Stanton as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I assume, what it's trying to show is these people have travelled far to do what they're going to do. But then it's like, it cuts from, it's like a train and then a speedboat.
Yeah.
And then a car.
Yeah.
And then a helicopter.
Yeah.
To get to their destination.
It's like the Avengers assembling.
Yeah. They're walking through the airport and then two join them from either side.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But it's just, it's a bit shit.
So yeah, and then they end up in the woods where the Harry Dean Stanton look like he kills a guy with his rifle, which is silenced.
Yeah.
And then basically there's this cabin in the woods and all these guys that all look like car salesmen all burst in and murder everybody in there.
Yep. Literally shoot everyone. Well, there's two guys playing Trivial Pursuit just before they go in.
Yep.
And then obviously it goes like, how many times has John Wayne nominated for an Academy Award? And the other guy goes, probably not enough. I mean, that's not
I'm how... John Wayne at the first Thanksgiving, Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not how you play Trivial Pursuit as well.
Like... Point to you! Yeah. It doesn't work that way at all. No, no.
Don't get points for your opinion.
No. And then they get one guy in particular who's like a witness to some crime, and he's like, "Don't you want to be a witness, eh? Witness this," and they
shoot him in the head.
Yep.
Yeah. There's also a weird bit where, while all this is going on, there's like shooting everyone and everything else. There's two guys outside this like shack, and they open the door. One rolls a grenade in, And he rolls it, I mean, you see, he rolls it in straight, and then he shuts the door behind him, and then this grenade blows the two windows out behind him.
Yeah.
The door's fine. in front of, that he's just placed it in front of. That door's fine, but those windows are blown out.
Physics.
Like, yeah, physics.
So then in the aftermath of this murder, this slaughter, we meet Harry, who is this old, grizzled FBI agent.
Yeah.
And Harry is sad.
He's sad.
He is a sad, he's sad man. Yes, because people have died. And he's like, whoever did this, they're dead. Whatever it takes.
Dead, I tell you.
Yeah, whatever it takes, they're dead. And then cut to some hillbilly getaway music.
Yeah, it's so weird.
That's our prologue done.
Yeah.
And then we cut to this weird, like, yeah, giddy up boy music.
It's such an odd choice. Because I was like, why are they playing chase music? And it took me that long to figure out that, oh, it's a chase.
Yes. This is like over the opening credits. We have Arnold Schwarzenegger driving around like a fucking loon, chasing a cop on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's going on? Why is he chasing a cop?
Yeah.
For a while. But we don't know this at the start. And then
it chases him into like a wooden maze.
Yes.
That's built for this chase.
Well, yeah, there's like they end up in the woods, and then Arnold just kind of gives up chasing him.
Yeah.
But it's okay because somehow he's gotten in front of him.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
He literally watches him ride off into the woods.
The sunset.
Yeah. And then he's like, aha. And then it cuts to he's somehow just, I don't know, turned 90 degrees and he's in front of him. Like the guy's just come back around. And he's also had enough time to set up a trap.
Yeah. He's got this knowing smirk on his face because he's like, you can't escape me because editing.
Yeah, and he's put some like gasoline down on the ground.
In the shape of two Ds. No.
a crow. No, and he lights it on fire with his cigar and it basically explodes and the guy comes off his motorbike, which wouldn't happen. But okay. It turns out this cop is not a cop. He is a guy pretending to be a cop.
Yeah.
And getting bribes out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretending to be a traffic cop. So Schwarzenegger, who is the sheriff of this town, takes him into the station and he's like, book him. He's like, here's what he's charged with, blah, 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 blah. He's pretending to be a cop, throw him in jail. That's it. If you need me, I'll be at home. I'm like, well, hang on.
Yeah.
You're just going home.
Yeah, I'm done for the day.
It's 11 a.m. Where are you going? It's just like, I've arrested one person, I'm going home.
Yeah, yeah. That's my quota for the day. Look, the deal is I do one a day.
Yeah, he just goes home. They're like, sure thing, Sheriff.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you do my paperwork, by the way.
Like, sure thing, Sheriff. Yeah.
So he goes home to his wife, who is drinking.
Oh, yeah, she's fucked.
I love this scene. Yeah. This scene is hilarious. She's fucked
and annoyed.
Yeah, his wife is hitting the booze hard at 11 a.m., we guess.
Yeah.
It turns out they've been in exile in this place for 5 years.
Yeah, and it's the fifth anniversary of them living in some fucking
backwater town. Yeah, is bored. And Arnold comes home and he shames her for drinking. And then he goes to the fridge and gets a beer. Yeah. And starts drinking himself. You shouldn't drink. And he's just like, okay.
Yeah. He's like, well, what's for dinner? And she's like, she's made a cake.
She's like, cake?
Yeah. And she's like, just this. And he's like, this is going to make us fat.
Oh, this whole line of dialogue is fucking hilarious. So she's made a cake. And he's like, what's for dinner? Woman, wife, what have you made me? And she's just like, cake. And he's like, it's not very healthy.
Yeah.
We're going to end up fat. And she's like, we already are fat. Well, not physically fat, but we're big heifers. We're like cows. And what do cows produce most of? And she holds up the cake and she's written on the cake in icing just the word shit.
Shit.
And then she throws the cake at him.
Yeah. And he goes like, you shouldn't drink and bake.
Yeah. I love it. It's so fucking hilarious.
It's fucking weird. And then I guess, well, then
he puts her to bed. He carries her to bed.
Yeah, she eventually passes out at some point, and he carries her to bed, like quite tenderly.
Yeah,
sort of gives her a kiss, and he takes her to bed, and you're like, oh, like they're gonna have a cuddle and stuff. Yeah. No, he puts her to bed. Then he goes back to drinking.
Yeah, he just sits back down drinking like cognac or something. Yeah.
And then he gets a really timely phone call.
This is from Harry.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, obviously, now his wife's all upset because they've been stuck there for 5 years. But this phone call comes out of the blue on the minutes later.
Yep.
And it's Harry, the FBI chief. And he's like, I need you to meet me somewhere.
Yeah, because I'm sad.
Yeah, because I'm sad.
We can't speak on the phone. You got to meet me in this place.
Yeah.
So the next day, or whatever.
Or maybe a the week? Same day. We don't know. No, I mean, yeah, that whole thing took place in the morning, I guess.
Fuck knows. So Arnold heads off to a location to meet with Harry. And he gets to the building and there's just a parking spot right outside the front.
Yep.
Which
is just, he's the sheriff.
Annoys me every time. In films and TV. It happened in Mindhunter. I spotted it the other day.
All right.
Character's going somewhere. Parks right out the front of the building, gets out of the car and just walks off.
Straight in.
Yeah, no, like, struggling to find a spot ever. Don't even lock the car door. They just... And then I go.
Could you imagine if there was ever a scene where the heroes pull up to somewhere and just drive around a car park for, like, 20 minutes? Just, like, somebody pull it and then they... Oh, they're pulling... Oh, no, they're pulling in. Like,
I mean, is that an entire episode of Seinfeld?
Yeah.
So anyway, he goes to meet Harry in this, it's a marriage counsellor's. Obviously
office.
It's not, it's a disguise.
Yeah.
It's a marriage counselling office. And so they're in there and Harry shows Arnie this videotape of a court proceeding, basically. Mm. And in the video, there is this mob boss who's being questioned by the prosecutors.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in the video, these prosecutors are questioning the mob boss and then somebody else, and then the video cuts over to one of the prosecutors and he's sat there and he's talking away and he's got this sign in front of him, yeah, that says Baxter, and he's talking and he's saying all this stuff and it goes on for a little while and then Arnie goes, hold it, that's Baxter. And everyone watching is like, even we know that. It says his name right there, yeah, in big letters.
And has done, yeah, for ages.
And
now,
also, not only you actually know this man from real life. How long has it taken you to clock, like, It's like a good minute, yeah, goes by until he's like, oh, that's that guy.
That's Baxter. That's the name? Guy who ruined my life.
Yeah.
The guy with the name plaque.
Yeah. Yeah, Arnie doesn't like Baxter.
No.
He is the reason that he is not in the FBI anymore.
Yes.
For some, he beat up a...
Yeah, apparently broke all of his bones or something.
He beat up,
yeah,
a prisoner.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah.
I missed that bit.
Arnie took a guy in who had molested a child.
That's it,
Beat him to a pulp.
Beat him to a pulp.
And so Baxter was like, you're fired. But not really, we're just relocating you and giving you a different title.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. So, why are all there? Harry's son, Blair, is dead.
Well, there's that whole awkward where he goes, do you remember my son? And he's like, yeah, we went to a couple of ball games together,
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
How is he? He goes, he's dead. He's like, ooh.
Why didn't you just say, my son's dead?
Yeah.
Like, remember my son, yeah, and how great he was and how much you guys got on. All those great times we had together. Anyway, he's dead.
Remember my son? Oh, yeah, that fucking weasel.
I hate that little prick.
He used to say that he disappointed you. Like, yeah, you didn't really like him. How's he doing?
Yeah.
Oh, he's dead. Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, his son is dead. We assume killed in that shootout at the beginning.
Yeah, he's the one that Harry was crying next to.
Ah, the one that was like, witness this. That one?
No, not the witness this guy. Afterwards, like the bit where you first see Harry and he's sad, he's kneeling next to a body.
Oh, I thought
that's
was...
Blair.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. His son, Blair, is dead.
Yes.
By the hands of the mob.
Yes.
Bastards. So, Harry's got this plan, right? This is not FBI work. We should stress from the beginning.
Yeah.
He is not on the clock doing
this.
No,
he's funding this out of his own pocket.
He has gone rogue.
It's off the books.
It is off the books. It's cash in hand.
Yeah.
Work. He wants to pay Arnold Schwarzenegger $45,000.
Yeah.
Which actually isn't that much money when you consider what he's got to do.
Yep.
To go undercover,
mm-hmm,
infiltrate the mob,
yep,
and then kill them.
Yes, all of them. For 45 grand.
Well, no, I think it's just the one guy, just the mob boss, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Or him and Rocker. Is it him and... There's a few of them.
Two bosses that are feuding or something.
Yeah. But he only wants one of them dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more concerned about how the fuck Arnie is supposed to sneak into the mob. He's never getting into the mob. Look at him.
He's an Austrian man.
Yeah.
For a start.
He's never going to pass.
Like a tank.
Like, mob guys are either wiry little rats or fat blokes.
Yeah.
Like, this, or like, they're basically, they're either obese or they're on drugs.
Yeah.
Arnie is not getting, he's never going to pass as somebody that was ever involved in the mob or anything. Come on, look at me. I'm a wise guy. Bada bing, bada boom. You're never going to pass. It's not happening, Arnold. Give up now. Christ. But that's their plan.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah, that's their plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So, later that evening?
I guess so.
At night, Arnie...
It's hard to tell the time of day in this film.
I mean, wait, the time of day, maybe. What days are what? We're not sure. But anyway... Arnie breaks in, he fakes a break-in at a petrol storage facility.
Yeah.
Yes. And he fakes his own death in the most over-the-top way possible.
Yeah. Like, yeah, literally. Parks his car up, turns on, I don't know. I mean, this whole fuel place apparently ends...
at the gate.
ends in this, like, one pipe that's just got one thing on it. Like, this is access to all of the fuel this place is making. He turns that on, like, so it runs underneath the car, and then he blows it up.
Yeah.
So he fakes his own death, which should really tip his wife over the edge. Yeah. I mean, she's on the verge now. But if he's going to fake his own death, I'm assuming he can't tell her. Like, so otherwise, like, she's a target.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. She's not in the rest of the film.
No.
her bit's done.
But he just drives off and this whole place explodes.
Yeah.
This is millions of dollars of worth of damage he's done. Yeah. Like, there must have been another way.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the film, like, we need a big explosion. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Why?
It is fucking wildly absurd. Makes no sense at all. Like, literally.
And also, what are they going to do when they don't find a body?
Yeah.
Because he's not in there.
Look fucking ill. He's like, Harry, oh, like, did you see what I did? I faked my own death. He's like, what have you done? I'm only paying you 45 grand.
Yeah. That's also, like... shit like that makes national news.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Bunsfield went up in the UK?
Yeah.
He just causes a huge disaster. Like, and also, there could have been people working there at that time.
But yeah, you don't know. Yeah, he didn't check. He literally drove in that far.
This is acres of land destroyed.
Yeah.
Just for this. You could have just driven your car off a fucking bridge.
Yeah,
just
pushed
it off a cliff or
There's
something.
There's a fuel shortage for the next fucking 10 years. It's still burning now.
It's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, so he's faked his death.
Yeah.
He's dead, but not really. An undetermined amount of time later, Arnie just shows up at an underground gambling racket.
Before that, we find out, you know how he was talking about how he's going to fit into the mafia and stuff? We find out how. Because he
combs
has that
his
whole
hair.
Bit. He brushes his hair back.
That's it.
Like, he puts a bit of gel in, brushes it back, boom! He's Italian.
Yeah, he slicks it back,
Yeah, that's exactly how
Capiche?
He was doing. And anybody watching is like, oh! How silly do I feel questioning that?
Yeah. So yeah, he's made himself look mafioso.
Yeah.
And he shows up at this underground gambling racket thing,
mm-hmm.
which is at the back of a restaurant.
Yep.
And he just starts a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He literally, it's at the craps table, the dice thing. Like, and he says, oh, I something about the table. I don't think your table's right. And then he pulls out two like ball bearings.
Yeah.
And dumps them on the table, and it's like magnets. Okay, so you're cheating. And then he just flips the fucking table.
Yep, and starts fighting. And everyone starts, he starts beating the shit out of everybody.
Yep.
And it's all fucking kicking off. And then he just leaves.
Yeah.
And he goes outside and finds a truck, which is just randomly parked outside. Yep. Unlocked.
Like, unlocked.
With the keys in the ignition.
Not in a parking space, in the middle of the car park.
Yep. And so it's unlocked. Keys are there. No problem. And he drives it. Through the building, through the restaurant.
Yeah. Doesn't stop.
Nope.
Like, literally through the building.
Yep, destroys it. Anyway, that's that scene done.
Yep.
This is the next day, we think, over at the docks, the mob boss, the main mob boss, the big bad one, the one he's trying to kill, he's shutting down some kind of operation that's going on there for reasons that are unclear. It doesn't really matter. He's only there to so someone can try and kill him.
Yeah.
And we get the worst drive-by shooting in the history of drive-by shootings.
Yeah, I know, because this is on, like in the docks, right?
Yeah.
And then they've got a school bus.
Yeah. Who lets a school bus into the docks?
At no point did anybody go, why is there a school bus here? And why are there guns pointing out of the windows of it?
Like, they drive by really slowly.
Really slowly.
There's like 8 of them out the window with the guns, fully automatic weapons.
Yeah.
They of all the mob boss, Rocker's there, his like right-hand man, maybe I think 3 others, 5 of them. They hit one. They kill one.
Yeah, they kill one bloke.
And don't hit anybody else.
No.
They shoot the fuck out of the car.
The car's fucked.
And also they just carry on driving. Yeah. It's like, why don't you stop, get out, and shoot them?
Well, they can't. They have to drive slowly and they can't really stop because the bus is full of children that need to go to school.
We're just making a little pit stop, kids. I've got to pay off some debt, don't ask.
Yeah. Hands on ears, everyone. Hands on ears.
Yeah, they just try. It's like, why? There's more of you and you have better guns. Just get out and shoot them. But no, they don't do that. So,
I just got beer down myself.
Brilliant. Yeah, they shoot one of the mob boss's guys. Everyone else is
like
fine.
One of his favourites, apparently.
Yeah. And then they drive off in the shot-up car, which is actually quite funny.
Yeah.
Over in the city... This is Chicago, this is all saying, by the way. Arnie gets in someone's car.
Yeah.
And
a limo.
A limo. Well, you know, it's just a regular car, I think, but it's a fancy car with a chauffeur.
All right.
And he basically pulls out a gun and kidnaps the chauffeur along with the woman that gets into the car.
Yeah.
And he steals the woman's jewelry and the chauffeur's lunch.
Yeah.
And drives off in the car, leaving them. It basically... He's doing this because this is all stuff that's connected to a rival mob boss.
Yeah.
So he's fucking up his shit.
Yeah, he's trying to ingratiate himself with the one that he's supposed to kill by fucking with his rival.
Yeah, but basically, yeah.
And this is supposed to be like telling the guy that no, nothing's safe. I can get into your car and I can steal your missus' jewellery and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm a dangerous man.
Yes. Then Arnie goes to a secret club. A villain bar, basically. And he wants to meet the mob bosses. This is Rocker. He wants to meet Rocker.
Yeah.
Yes. So he goes into, it's like a casino bar thing. And he's like, I want to meet Rocker. They're like, oh, wait here, whoever you are. And while he's waiting, he meets this blonde woman.
Yeah.
Who
Monique.
Is, Monique, who is terrible at gambling.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, how is your luck tonight? She's like, terrible. I have lost all my fucking money. It's terrible. Anyway, so after he's met her, he goes to meet Rocker and he tells him that he's the one fucking up all the shit.
Yeah,
for like, the other guy.
He's the jewelry.
Yeah, look what I've done.
Cheap fucking plastic jewelry. Yeah,
and he's just like, give me a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he kind of flirts with Robert Davi a bit.
Yeah.
Robert Davi's like the secondhand man's secondhand man.
Yeah.
He's the guy who can do things.
Yeah, many things, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
So basically, if he got the job, him and Davi would be like level pegging. They'd be like on the working together. But Davi doesn't like him.
No.
Because he just instantly is like, you're not. You're Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah. Something's not right.
So he's like, I'll consider it. And on your way out, just... Was it tell the cashier? I said you could have $1,000 in chips.
Yeah.
Okay. So he leaves and he gives all of his $1,000 in chips to the woman he met earlier.
Monique.
Yeah. Monique, who's not good at gambling.
No.
But you're not going to see that again, Arnie.
No, she loses it straight away.
Yeah, basically.
She's a degenerate gambler.
Arnie leaves the building and he is chased by some guys. He's chased by 2 men and a child down an alleyway. It's a very short man. He's a wee boy.
Yeah. It's the one who pulls the knife out, isn't it? You're like, boy, put that away.
They chase him down an alleyway to fight him. But the fight is broken up. Well, Arnie's like winning anyway.
Arnie beats the fuck out of him, basically.
But then it's all interrupted by the world's worst detective.
Yeah.
We'll get into more details later as about just how bad this guy is at his job. But this is Lauter's character, the bold one, the detective.
Yeah.
And
he just kind of appears all through the
film. Well, no, they in the alleyway, You hear the police siren go, and the car pulls up with no siren on it.
No. They're undercover or something. Like, well, I don't know. They're plain clothes. Fuck those. I don't know.
They're detectives, I guess.
Yeah, they turn up. But yeah, there's no siren. There's no light. There's no nothing.
But there's just the noise of sirens.
It's just the bloke in the fucking the driver going.
It's like, shut up. We're here already.
I want to make the noise. But yeah, as he turns, he asks him his name. And this is where Arnie goes, Joseph P. Brenner. He goes, what does the P stand for? He goes, pussy. Now, I'm willing to bet Arnie wrote that joke.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it's shit. Like, it's a terrible joke. But you can just imagine Arnie being like, I want to say his middle name's Pussy. Let me say his name's Pussy. But it's not funny, Arnie. I want to say it.
It's like, no, you're not saying it. And then they get to it. It's like, okay, actually, it's like, Pussy! I'm not saying it again. I got you. yeah.
So, if anybody had sorry, your middle name is Pussy?
Yeah. Anybody watching this, if you are ever asked by the police what your name is, do not say Pussy. Yeah. They have no fucking sense of humour, and you will be arrested. Like, just don't. If I say my initials are FH, what does that stand for? Fucking horny. What do you think they're going to do? Like, ha ha ha! Oh, you've got a character here, guys.
Yeah. Oh, well, off you go. First of all, I've just watched you assault three men, and now you've just told me your middle name's Pussy. Off you go, you big jester.
He does, just lets him go.
No, just see you later.
Say our trial, boys. I'll be watching you. Yeah. And the guys, they're like, hey, chief, shouldn't you have... Shut up, you're only meant to make the siren noise. That's all you're hired for. It's that guy from Police Academy. Yeah.
Just reverse the car back. We're not a van.
Oh, Christ. The next morning, he phones Harry.
Phones a giant tape recorder.
Dear, Harry's not there. It's being taped. It's totally pointless. Anyway, moving on. Somewhere else, the cops are raiding a house. There's a female jogger, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she runs up and then pulls a gun on this guy in the car, who's a lookout, I guess. And they raid this house. They're all undercover police. And in the house, they arrest everybody and they steal all the mob stuff. And it turns out they've raided it and taken $100 million and a shitload of gear.
Smack.
Yeah. And the mob boss wants it back.
Yeah.
He's just like,
he doesn't care that it's in a police safe.
Yeah, it's in like police evidence. Yeah, he's just like,
yeah, he's like, I want it back. I paid for it.
Yeah, and yeah, even like his right hand man Rocker's like, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
like it's like,
I mean, it's only $100 million. Like, surely your drug business is bigger than that.
Yeah,
like you have to take into account.
He's like, it's fine.
Yeah,
I don't care.
If you're in that business, surely you have to take into account that you might get raided every now and again, and you might have to write some stuff off.
Yeah. No.
But no, he wants it back.
Yeah, he wants it back.
This is the 80s.
Yeah, this is kind of the main plot of the film.
Yeah.
Essentially, this is like the main event.
Small amount of drugs.
Yeah, it's that this mob boss wants his drugs.
This
back.
Is a bit of a two-bit drug operation.
So then later we have Rocker, the right-hand man. He is interviewing Arnie to basically replace the guy that was shot at the docks.
Yeah.
Yes. And Arnie gets the job of hired goon.
Yeah.
And as if you ever wondered where they get these goons from,
this is it.
Yeah.
There's an interview process.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Nancy leaves the room. He goes, it's nice to be one of the family. I don't know why he's Scottish now.
I was going
to
say.
Nice to be one of the family.
Hey, weren't you Austrian a second ago? No, I'm Italian. I mean, Lederhosen. I'm confused. Get down. What's wrong with this guy? I think he's broken. I want to start him again or change the batteries or something. I'll be back.
Chopper. Chopper, I'm doing it again. Anyway. So yeah, he just...
Help us on the week! Can't decide if Arnie is Austrian, Italian or Scottish.
The many nationalities of Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Come on, have some haggis. Oh, dear.
Oh, God. But yeah, anyway, just just for that fucking "it's nice to be one of the family" phrase, they should have gone, "oh no." Like, no, 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 just for that, I've changed my mind. Like, you're out.
So yeah, he's got the job of hired goon. As he's leaving, he bumps into the woman from earlier. The woman that was gambling that he gave chips to is like, how's your luck, Wheeler? And she's like, terrible. She's a she's a gambling addict, basically.
Yeah. Right. Sorry. Right.
Okay.
Back in the game.
Right.
All right, start again.
So after he's got the job of hired goon,
yeah,
he meets the woman outside from earlier. And he says, like, how's the gambling going? And she's like, I've lost it all.
Yeah.
But she's got a gambling problem. She's an addict, basically. She's a serious addict.
Gambling fucking addiction.
Yeah. But he takes her home anyway.
Yeah.
To bang or not.
Hey, he's still married.
This is the thing, right?
Is this
cheating?
Yeah. Does she think you're dead? Like, or not?
I mean, he's married, but legally he is dead. So technically he is not married because he's dead. She is widowed. But it's okay.
I mean, she's probably dead by now anyway. She's probably drunk herself to death.
It's okay because...
ate all of the cake and drank herself to death.
Arnie passes out before they bang anyway because he's drunk too much champagne.
Or does he? Arnie's drunk acting is so weird.
This is a guy that obviously doesn't drink.
You can tell he's never had a drink in his life.
No.
He's like, just sort of sat there and he's got this big stupid grin on his face. And then he just comes out with weird shit. And he goes like, I don't know why they give people sleeping pills when they could just give them champagne.
That's more expensive than sleeping pills.
What? knocks you right out.
It's like that episode of Peep Show when he does pills. He's like, oh, I think I'm getting the famous munchies. it's ridiculous. Anyway, so he pretends to pass out. And she sneaks off into his living room and starts rummaging through his wallet and phones Robert Davi.
We think so. Yeah.
And it's basically giving like his ID details over the phone to somebody.
Yeah, it's license, driver number, license,
social security number,
whatever,
yeah, all
of
this stuff to Robert Davi over the phone. So she's snooping on him, really.
Yeah.
But he's pretending to snore.
Yeah.
And he walks, he's like, you can hear him snoring. And then he walks out of the room like, and looks around. And, and like, but then he just goes back to sleep, even though he knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't rumble her.
No. And never does.
No.
I mean, that's not even a spoiler. Like, he just doesn't. He just never brings it up.
No.
Like, he's aware that she's doing it. Also, I mean, she's just like now sitting there having a smoke and he's like coming out like to the door now. At no point did she go, is that getting closer? Is he sleepwalking and snoring?
Just turn around, he's there.
Don't wake me up. It's bad luck.
Oh, Christ. So yeah, she is she's a drunk, a gambling addict, and is...
she's a fucking horrendous
person. Is doing some stuff, is basically... Awful. Yeah, sneak around behind his back, giving his details to people who she shouldn't.
Yeah.
But, okay, whatever. Anyway, then the mob boss has a scene of him. He's still angry. He still wants his money back. He still wants his smack back. Fairly uneventful scene.
Oh, yeah, that's just, like, literally explaining where we've got to in the film.
Yeah, basically. That night, Arnie is on his first job as a hired goon, along with Robert Davi, as they chase down some dude in a gay bar.
Yep.
This is the rival mob boss or rival...
Oh, well, they're going... The guy that owns the gay bar
right.
is paying them protection money.
But
it turns out he's also paying the other guy protection money, as far as I can work out. So they're there to tell him that he should only pay them protection money. But what if he's paying both of them?
Yeah, that's a smart move.
Because he literally, yeah, he goes, oh, so you thought you'd pay him as well, did you? And he's like, well, you know, I didn't.
But also, like, if he's paying the other guy protection money, why isn't he protecting him from these guys coming and beating him up?
Literally, any money he's spending is not well spent.
No. Like, he's just getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, he's getting beaten up. He goes, but I am paying you the money, just I'm paying him as well. So I should definitely not get beaten up, but here we are.
Yeah. I've basically doubled down on my insurance. I'm still getting fucked.
Yeah. So, yeah. This is a... I did not read the small print. I'm going to be honest.
So they beat up a guy in there.
Yeah, Davy's gonna kill him. Like he's gonna knife him. That's it. And Arnie's like, whoa. So he grabs him and he drags, because this is out in the
changing rooms. Yeah.
And he drags him along like through across the mirrors, and then he chucks some like red makeup or something in his face. He goes, that's what you'll look like if you die. Or something. And then as they walk out, Davy's like, get in my way again and I'll kill you. And Arnie goes, I hope you're not your mother's only child. What?
Silence.
Yeah. So somebody's let Arnie write his own lines here.
Yeah. Or just like when they saw it at the premiere, the director's like to the editor, I told you to cut that out.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that still doing in there?
But yeah, it's such a weird, like, it's fucking, yeah, if you get my way again, I'll kill you. I hope you're not your mother's only child.
English isn't your first language, is it? Christ.
Yeah, because that sounds brilliant in Austrian. Like, everyone would be fucking dying, killing themselves laughing.
The next day, over at a golf course, this is where we meet the other mob boss. Mm-hmm. And he hates golf. End of scene.
Even though he's playing it.
Yeah. He's like, I hate this fucking game. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
He just, yeah, that's it. Done.
Yeah, doesn't explain anything.
No.
Doesn't move the story forward.
No.
Doesn't.
At night, later that night, there was a fancy party going on at a mansion. This is the mob boss's mansion. And Arnie attends, and he's brought with him the gambling addict as a date.
Yeah. He's dating now. So.
Yeah, he's definitely moved on from his... I was going to say his dead wife. He's the one that's dead. Although she's probably dead by now. And the mob boss wants to meet Arnie.
Yeah.
And Robert Davi, it turns out, he wants to bang the gambling addict.
Or has been.
He has banged her?
Yeah, they were...
I don't know.
Or something like that. Or he's been trying to... It's hard to tell. Mm. Like, it suggested they might have history, but then later on she said something that suggests that she wouldn't. So, yeah, it's really confusing.
Yeah.
It's wildly confusing.
So, Arnie meets the mob boss.
Yeah.
And says something stupid, and the mob boss doesn't like him.
He pisses him off.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, this is the point he's been building up to.
Yeah.
Like, he finally gets to meet the big boss man that he's trying to work for, and he says something like...
The mob boss says, like, have you killed anyone? And he's like, yeah. It's like, how many? He goes, three. And he's like, who are those? Like, what, do you want names and addresses as well?
Names and addresses?
Yeah. But, and the guy's like, I don't like smart asses. And it's like, what's wrong with you, Arnie? You're terrible at being undercover. Yeah. Number one, you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You stick out like a sore thumb wherever you go. You're the most, like, you're just so obvious everywhere you go. Two, your
Scottish accent's terrible.
Yeah, your Austrian accent ain't much better either. Your Italian accent, forget it. No one's buying a slick back hair. And then you do meet the mob boss, and you just fuck him off.
Yeah, you just piss him off. And this is where you're supposed to be, you div.
Yeah.
Look, so yeah.
Also, now that you're here, just shoot him.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then, I mean...
Surely,
this is a party. There's children and stuff out there. They're not going to start shooting.
Yeah.
He could kill Davy and this guy.
Rocco
and this guy in that room, and then just run out.
Yeah.
Just wave a gun about and everybody will panic.
That's it.
Done.
Or don't have to do that. Ending. Kill him. Go out the window. Done.
Yeah.
That's it.
End of.
Get your 45 grand. Go home.
But no.
Jobs are good. Honey, I'm home.
Yeah.
She's dead. Also, I brought a gambling addict back with me. How do you feel about polyamory?
Yeah.
Polyamorous relationship.
Three of us in the family now.
Yeah. Ménage à trois.
Yeah.
Oh, you're French now as well, are you? Oui. Anyway.
Anyway, teach her to bake.
She'll do the baking, you do the drinking.
Yeah.
How's he going to fund an alcoholic and a gambling addict?
just before this, Davy makes sure that they get a picture taken of him, and then at the end of this scene, he's photocopying
yes, that picture. Yes, which comes into play later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the next day, Arnie goes shopping with the gambling addict.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's paying for it all because she's got no money.
Because she's losing it all.
Because she's a gambling addict. But the guy from the gay bar shows up with a couple of goons at the mall.
Is that who that was?
Yeah. They show up and the goons throw their Subway sandwiches into a fountain.
Yeah, there's a fountain in the middle of the clothes shop for a start.
Because it's really expensive. So that's how you know it's expensive. There's a fountain
it's got
in
a fountain in the middle of it. Yeah, they're eating like their Subway or whatever, and then one Burgers. By one they just lob it. Yeah, their McDonald's or whatever, they just lob it into the fountain. I mean, yeah. It's uncouth.
It really is. So yeah, they go up to fucking get Arnie and the gambling addict, and they're like, "Hey, you weird Scotsman from earlier that put red paint on me, how dare you? Don't do that." And Arnie says, "There's a woman there working there," and he's like, "It's a stick up.
Yeah.
Call security." And the woman just stares at and even when you're watching the film, you're like, "What's this woman doing?
Yeah. What have you not?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you not?"
And then eventually the gambling addict turns around and is like, "Well, go then."
Yeah. 10 minutes later.
Yeah. Like, it's like the actress just forgot.
Yeah.
And the director all looking at it, and like whoever plays Monique was just like nudging them, like, "Go, yeah. Go."
Even the thugs are waiting for their cue to start fighting. They're like, "Call security," and they're like, "Well, go on then."
Anyway, they fight. There's a big fight. Arnie obviously wins.
Monique's slapping people with a mannequin arm.
As a
there's a weird bit, like, because there's like that round light or something, and Monique bumps into it and she saves it. Like, but then I don't understand why. Like, I think if this was filmed in a real fucking clothes shop, they're like, "Please don't break that." Like, anything else is fair game.
Yeah, the mannequins
you can
take
apart, bash each other, you can throw each other into stuff. The fountain's not even real. Chuck all your food in. But that one light.
Don't. Yeah. And also, yeah, because obviously this is happening in a mall and all the customers are freaking out. And there's one that runs away and another customer is in her way. She's like, "Get out of the way, bitch!"
Yeah.
And she pushes her down and they run off. Fucking crack me up. Anyway.
So Arnie and Malik run out the shop as well. She runs back for her dress. And she goes, "I'm really difficult to size." Like, just grabs the dress.
Not paying for it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not paying for it. I'm out.
At that point, security arrive. "You got a receipt for that?" "I'm an addict." And he's a foreigner.
My Scottish friend is paying.
Yeah. "Do you take sterling?"
"It's legal tender."
"Yeah, I guess it's 20 Scottish 20 pound note. I think you'll find that's legal tender." Anyway. The next day or whatever, the next scene.
Yep.
Again, this takes place maybe over a week, a month, we're not sure. The mob boss, his name's Luigi, by the way. Luigi, yeah. Something or other.
Patravita.
Okay, just called mob boss. I'm not going to remember that.
Mario's brother.
Yeah. The mob boss, he remembers where... he finds out where his money and his drugs are.
Yeah.
He's like, "Ha ha!" And... So he's found out where his 100 million and all that is, and they need to think of a way to get it. It's in a police station in their evidence lockup.
Yeah.
Right, so they got to get it. How do we get it? And Arnie suggests calling in a bomb threat.
Yeah.
"He used to do it all the time, back in Glasgow. I'm in Austria. Back in this, I live.
There's a bomb in there, get out now.
Why is he the arena?" "I used to work for a legitimate political party.
I'll be back."
He's gone all over the show.
Oh, no.
"Do you want to know about bombs, do you? I'll tell you, when me and the boys get together, it's explosive." Anyway. Arnie suggests calling in a bomb threat in some kind of accent. And the idea, like, well, if you call in a bomb threat, they'll evacuate the building. They're like, well, what if they don't believe us? Like, it's the police. They have to take bomb threats seriously. But, okay, what if they don't believe you? So what we'll do is we'll make them think that somebody is blowing up police stations. Yeah. So they're going to plant a bomb in a different police station.
Yeah.
To make them think they're being targeted.
So they blow up a Coke machine.
In
a police station.
They do this little plan and they put a bomb in a vending machine in a different police station, which doesn't even kill anybody.
No, it's a small bomb.
It's a very small bomb.
Like, literally all it does is kill the Coke machine.
Yeah. Like no one's dead. And they've just like painted soot on the wall. Like, oh no, look at this.
Oh, look how terrible it is.
Yeah.
So like... By right, they should have phoned up, like, the next place they phoned up and gone, oh, there's a bomb in there. And they should have gone, well, that's right, like, we don't like the Coke machine. Right? Just nobody go near the Coke machine for 20 minutes, right?
In the aftermath of the bomb, Baxter is there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why this FBI guy has shown up at this one particular police station in Chicago. But he's there, and so is Harry, by coincidence. Why are these guys here?
And aren't they literally like, why are you here? And he's like, well, you know, just hanging around.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's no real reason to. Like, yeah. I just needed some screen time.
Yeah, and they just established that they don't like each other.
Yeah.
And Baxter says something like, well, you know, justice. And Harry's like, fuck justice. And
I'm justice.
Yeah, they leave without... It is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it's pointless.
Why have these two people that don't work at this police station... just shown up.
It's literally like the writers have gone, oh God, we're going to forget who Baxter is.
Yeah.
And Harry. So we'll have them turn up here and, you know, banter.
Yes. Over at the villain bar / club / casino,
yeah.
Robert Davi is flexing to gambling addict that he's bought a horse.
Yeah. Do you remember that horse we looked at? She's like, yeah, I bought it. And it is like that as well because I bought it.
She's like, okay.
She's like, oh, good luck, good on you. Like,
yeah, but Arnie comes over to defend his woman because...
Well, this is the bit I was talking about because like, it's kind of suggested earlier on that they might have a history. Mm. And then there's this bit. And then he even says, remember that horse that we used to look at?
Bought it.
And then she goes, well, the only time you'd be lying next to me is if you were dead or something?
No, she said, the only time you'd be lying next to me is if we were hit by the same truck.
Hit by the same car.
Implying that they walk next to each other everywhere they go.
Yeah.
Which
stupid. But yeah, so you're like, oh, so they're not. They didn't. I don't know.
I don't know.
But yeah, then Arnie turns up and gives him like the Vulcan death grip or something.
And he points a gun at him.
Oh, did he point a gun at
him? Yeah, in the villain bar.
Doesn't he just grab him or something?
No.
Oh,
no.
He does pull the gun out after as well. Yeah.
He's like, basically, get lost. This is my woman.
Away with you.
Yeah. Away with you, you bastard. Anyway, last year, I'm hungry. He says he's hungry.
Yeah.
So they go for dinner after I can't remember what she says. She's like, "What do you think?" And he's like, "I think I'm hungry."
Yeah.
So they go for dinner, and basically we have this dinner scene between Arnie and the gambling addict, and Arnie tells the gambling addict that he's married.
Well, she's like, "Oh, I really like you," or something, and he's like. And she goes, look, I mean, it's not like you're married or anything. And he goes, does a bit of acting where he goes, like, pulls some weird face, like he's having a stroke. And she's like, you are married. And he's like, yeah, I just remembered. I mean, she could be dead now.
But this, for a guy undercover, it seems unwise to tell people you're married. Especially someone who is, let's face it, fucking unreliable.
And grassing him up, which he knows.
Yes, and like, she's an alcoholic and has a gambling addiction.
So but he's like, no, here you go. Here's some secrets of my real life.
Yeah.
So I'm married. She drinks a bit. Likes to bake. but yeah.
And I'm not really Scottish.
Yeah. Never even been to Scotland. And then she's like, well, where is she? He's like, far away from here. Like stuff. Just too much info, Arnie.
Yeah.
Wind it in.
And basically he friend zones her.
Yeah.
Because she wants to bang.
Well, she gets the and she rips off her dress.
It's kind of like you can see her lingerie underneath.
Yeah.
It's kind of like here's what you could have won.
Yeah. See what you could have won. And then, she loves to dress it in. And that's the worst Arnie gets. Then as she's storming out, Robert Davi turns up at just the wrong moment. She grabs somebody else's drink and lobs it in his face. Yeah. He's not even part of the argument.
I mean, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But he doesn't deserve that.
No,
it's like, hey, what's going on? I just got here. Oh, Christ. And then Arnie goes to see Harry for a beer where they chat some shit about the plot.
Catch up just in case anyone's fallen asleep.
Harry's like, oh, I went to the police station and someone blew it up. He's like, yeah, that was my idea. Yeah. There's a bomb in there. My idea.
Yeah, when Arnie's talking to Harry as well, they hint at a much more interesting subplot that never happened, where Arnie's going on about how tempted he is to stay as Joey.
He's got a good life.
He's got
good money.
Life, you know, money and women and all of this stuff. Yeah. And stuff like. And you're thinking, oh, that could be interesting if he decides that he likes that life. Nah.
No. It doesn't bother. So, yeah, then,
Right. They're driving the fake bomb disposal people. They phone in the bomb scare.
Well, yeah, simultaneously, you've got Robert Davi and Arnie going off to kill the rival mob boss.
Yeah.
And also the bomb threat being called into the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And when they call in the bomb threat, obviously they go over to the captain and they're like, "Captain, there's been a bomb threat." And the captain's like, "Oh."
Yeah.
Right, okay, evacuate the building, call the bomb squad. Like, he acts like this happens every fucking week.
Every 20 minutes.
It's just like another one. We never get any work done around here. We're going to fucking evacuate. Why give our address away? Everyone knows where to put the bombs. But so they call the bomb squad, but the call goes to the mob. They divert the call to the mob.
Yeah, it's
who are in the back of a van.
Premise. Like, especially in the 80s.
This technology did not exist. They've rewired it to a cell phone in the back of a truck.
It doesn't even cut to a woman at the fucking...
Put in the switchboard.
Like, oh, if I plug that one into that one and stuff, that'll go through to them in the van.
Yeah.
And they've got a fucking dial phone in the van.
I know, it's stupid. So the mob show up posing as the bomb squad.
Yeah.
And they basically... go in, obviously been evacuated, and they just rob them.
Yeah.
Whilst they're all out, and they break into the safe, and they take all the smack, and they take the 100 million. 100 million, that's a big amount of cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they rob them, and fuck off.
Yeah, literally, they just grab it or put it in the bag. It's the only clever bit in the entire film, really, because they think it's a bomb scare, so they blow up the safe, and they think that's the bomb being, like, disposed of or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they just chuck all the drugs and all the money into the thing, and they literally just run past everyone. Just like, all done, cheers, bye! Like,
yeah,
just jump in the van and fuck off.
So, but why doesn't this police station have its own bomb squad?
They can't afford it.
Call the bomb squad. Where are they? Third floor? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. So they've got their shit back.
Yeah, that's done. That's done.
Yeah.
So now we've got
Robert Davi is going to kill the rival mob boss. They have an opportunity to shoot him, but don't. And he decides he's going to run him off the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this silly car chase happens.
Yeah, it's one of the dumbest car chases.
Yeah. They keep shooting at this rival's car. And we keep getting shots or close-ups of the car where it says bullet resistant
glass. Yeah. Like, not bulletproof glass.
Or bulletresistant.
Bulletresistant.
And there's about three or four times they have a close-up of this bulletresistant.
Yeah.
So it's like, we know.
Yeah.
But they keep shooting at it anyway for fucking
ages.
Because
they haven't got close enough to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're driving around the docks. But once again, they drive off, but then they get in front of them.
They
do it again, like at the beginning with the cop and that.
That's what if you're anywhere near Arnie and you're chasing someone, you're gonna get him.
Yeah,
because Arnie's just gonna end up in front of him.
Geography and physics just don't matter.
Editing, yeah.
Yeah, it's just they get in front of him somehow, and
also Arnie is shooting a lot of people.
Yeah,
right, and he's supposed to be undercover. I suppose he's not technically working for the FBI.
No,
but surely at some point they're gonna be like, you did kill a lot of people.
Well, I mean, they were mob people.
Oh.
And these are the rival mob people, so I suppose he has to show face.
Yeah.
And the car crashes and the rival's car blows up and they die.
Yep.
In the end. Anyway. Boring. We then cut over to, is this us? Yeah, this scene that takes place in a funeral home for no reason. Between Baxter and the mob boss.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the mob boss is shouting at Baxter.
Yeah, basically you find out that Baxter is on his payroll or something.
He's the one that's been leaking
the
FBI informants to the mob, and that's why all the FBI people have been dying, including Harry's son.
Yeah, and Baxter's a bit of a snivelling wretch.
Yeah, basically. And Baxter basically dobs in Harry. He says, this Harry guy is an FBI bloke, but I think he's doing something on the side that might be fucking you up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should kill him.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay. And then Robert Davi is like, okay, we'll get Arnie to do it.
Yeah.
But dun, dun, dun.
Because who are we going to do it? And then Davi walks out of like a coffin or something. Yeah,
he's like, he sits up like Dracula. Yeah. Hello. We'll get Pussy to do it.
Yeah, basically, now the secret plot of the film, everyone knows now. Davi's also find out that Arnie isn't Joey, like, because he showed his photocopies to some bloke and he's like, well, that's not the guy he's pretending to be.
Yeah.
That's so it. We've got that. So now the cat is well and truly out of the bag.
Yes. Arnie bumps into the gambling addict.
Yeah. She apologizes for being a ludicrous woman.
Yeah. But he's like, I'll see you later. And they kiss. So she's out the friend zone?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Like, he did tell her that she was married, that he was married. But then he doesn't stop her. So, you know.
So they have a kiss people. And he's just basically like, I'll see you at the end of the movie. And he goes off. And Arnold and Davi, they head off to a graveyard.
Yeah.
This is basically to kill Harry, but Arnold doesn't know yet.
No.
They're like, come with us, Joseph Pussy. We're going to whack a guy because this is the mob. Hey.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool. So they go off to this graveyard.
They all get their guns out and stuff. There's a funeral going on in the distance,
And there's a guy who you can only see from behind, but it's Harry.
Yeah.
And he's at a grave and they're walking up and he's like, okay, Arnie, you're going to shoot this guy. But Arnie doesn't know it's Harry.
Yeah.
And remember, Arnie's undercover. And when he finds out, it's going to be like, oh my God, what's going to happen? It's going to be like, it's like that scene from, what's the Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze thing?
Oh, Point Break.
Yeah, when he's just like, can I shoot my friend? Ah, he's going to fire into the air. Yeah, is that how it's going to go down?
No.
Who knows? So he walks up and he turns around and he sees that it's Harry. And Harry sees it as Arnie with the gun. And Arnie just goes, Harry?
Harry. And then everyone
instantly
starts
blowing his cover.
Yeah.
Like, instantly.
And then everyone starts shooting each other. Everyone gets shot but Arnie.
Yeah.
Arnie is unscathed.
Yeah. Harry gets shot by Davi.
Davi is shot.
Davi is shot by, killed by
the
Arnie.
The red shirt.
There's a red shirt there that just dies.
He's shot. And then Arnie runs over to Harry and he's like, I didn't know it was you. And I'm like, I was like, so if it was somebody else, you were quite happy to go along and kill whoever it was.
Also, Davi did say before Arnie knew it was Harry, it's just a cop.
Yeah, it's just
so
a cop.
So he knew it was a
so
cop.
So he was going to kill another cop. Like, it was like, well, if it's just another cop, that's fine. Oh, but not a cop I know.
Yeah.
No.
So it's just the whole thing. It was just, this guy is deep undercover, but he literally sees his friends like, Harry! Oh, shit!
Yeti!
Where's the fucking guy, laddie? Jesus. So, yeah, Robert Davi is killed. Everyone's fucking shot except for Arnie.
Yep.
Harry's not dead, but shot.
No, was it the when it goes over, it goes like, he goes, oh, Harry, I'm really sorry, I didn't know it was you. And Harry literally goes, that's all right. Literally like that. Ah, it's all right. You should get off.
I've got to have like, listen, Arnie, I'm not paying you 45 grand to shoot me.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yes, it's all right. And then Arnie's like, don't die. And he's like, I'll see you soon. And then he just fucks off and leaves him there.
Luckily, the gambling addict arrives at the graveyard just in time to help him escape. And they drive off.
Yeah.
Yeah. How fucking convenient. And so they've driven off and Arnie drops the gambling addict off at a hotel and he tells her to go to the airport and charter a plane.
Yeah, not just get on a plane.
Not book us some tickets.
Yeah, get a couple of tickets.
Charter a plane.
We want our own plane.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Also, why did he drop her off at the airport? They're in a car. So I'm going to drop you at this hotel and then go to the airport. Why didn't you take me to the airport? Why am I at this fucking hotel? So anyway, he sent her to the airport. And then Arnie, obviously his cover's been blown, although technically only
so now we get
Davi knew it, but whatever.
Now we get Arnie suiting up.
Suit up montage.
This is such a slow suit up. scene. Yeah. It's really long, unnecessarily long.
Yeah, loading like guns for ages.
You're there, you feel like you're there like the whole time. It's like not even a montage, it's just like an uncut scene where he's like, just
loading.
Oh, bullets, definitely got some bullets, got some guns, and he takes the guns out, and he looks at them, and then he puts them back in, and he straps them back in.
Got some Velcro.
He puts the Velcro straps back on, then he checks the bullets, then he goes over and he puts a shirt on, and then he looks around and he does his hair again, and then he puts a jacket on, and then he's like, "Ooh, should I grab?" Looks around again. Then he picks everything up, and then he checks out his ass in the fucking mirror, and then he leaves.
Yeah,
like what?
Filler.
It's just such a long, unnecessary suit up scene.
It does take fucking ages. So he goes off to the pit, which was briefly mentioned earlier. It's a quarry pit.
Yeah, basically, but it makes it sound like it's like something out of like Beyond the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
Like they're like, if anybody ever tells to go to the pit, say no. Yeah. People would go missing in there and stuff. It's a quarry.
Yeah, basically.
With like a caravan in it that they're counting money in.
Yeah.
That's
where, where the money is. That's it.
Yeah.
So he goes over there in this car and he kicks out the windscreen of the car and he puts on his Rolling Stones tape and he drives around to the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Just shooting people. He's got these automatic rifles.
Yeah.
He's firing with one hand because he's driving with the other, and he's killing people that are about 100 yards away. Like, nobody, like, come on.
Yeah. Like, literally. And they're just, and they're all positioned in stupid places, like where they could just fall. There's one on a stand, not in a crane, on a crane.
Yeah.
Like, he's on the arm of the crane.
Yeah.
Like, just standing there. There's another one on top of like a massive hill of sand.
Yeah.
And there's another guy on top of a, I don't know, a digger or something. There's just all these people just stupidly positioned just so they can get shot and go, and fall down things.
Basically.
And then this ragdoll. At some point, somebody kills a ragdoll which falls into a crusher. Doesn't even look remotely human. There's like fucking limbs flailing around.
The mob boss is like, "Hey, where's my ragdoll?
Yeah,
did somebody shoot my ragdoll? I put that there for
a life-size ragdoll with holes in convenient places.
I paid good money for that.
Yeah,
you're gonna pay for this, you weird Scottish bastard." Anyway, and he shoots people, just driving around, just shooting people out the fucking car, one handed, doesn't matter, till he crashes the car into a digger.
Yeah.
Which is then...
This digger slowly comes round the corner. And he's like, "Whoa!" Yeah. Smashes into it.
Which then starts pushing him towards a dump truck. And the idea is they're going to squash him.
Yeah.
And Arnie jumps out of the car at the last minute. It takes forever.
Yeah.
Like, he could literally get out.
10 minutes to think about it.
Yeah.
He could have just got out and walked out.
Yeah.
But he's like, "No, wait till, not yet. It's not dramatic enough." Yeah. And then he just does a roll.
At the last minute, yeah. Literally could have got out as soon as like it started, but never mind.
He could have got out, walked around, shot the digger driver, shot the dump truck driver.
He just shoots a bunch of fucking people, basically.
Yeah.
And he gets in a little caravan and he does shoot the dump truck driver through like two windows directly in the head with a handgun. Again, one-handed, bang. Like, he's just that good of a fucking shot.
Yeah.
Doesn't even need to think about it. And Arnie finds all of the money and all of the drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of it. Now, I guess that's the whole operation in that little caravan.
Yeah. Done.
This is not the operation they make it out to be.
No, really isn't. So, yeah, he's got all their shit. And the mob boss over at his place, the villain bar, I guess, he knows it's Arnie.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah, they all know now.
I don't know how.
Like, weirdly. But then they're watching on the news. So the news is like, a random quarry pit is the site of some shooting, weirdly, and some drugs and stuff were found there. And then the mob boss is like, he goes, "What did you think, did it?" He goes, "Well, it's definitely that Joey guy, but he's probably dead."
Yeah. Why?
Why do you think
it's that? Definitely Joey Pussy.
Yeah, it's definitely Joey Pussy, and he's definitely dead. I mean, look at the news. He killed everyone, so he must be dead. There's no logic to that decision.
No.
And it's it's weird. Like,
it doesn't make any sense how they know it's him. Like, the one guy that knew was Robert Davi. He's dead.
Dead. Yeah.
And there was no scene where he told him.
No.
No. Oh, okay, whatever. But yeah, he knows it's him.
Yeah.
So anyway, Arnie shows up at the villain bar. And he just starts murdering everyone.
Yep.
Shooting all these people that can't aim at all. It's that classic. They're not even trying. They're just like, just firing randomly into the air.
They do that whole fucking stupid lift thing where they think he's coming up in the lift. Oh, so they're all at the lift, yeah. They shoot in the lift, and the lift opens, and he's not there. Turns out he's in the air ducts. Fuck off, is Arnie in the air ducts? Like, literally, he's still stuck at the beginning of the air ducts, because he's like, he's managed to get in, he's like, can before, somebody give me a push?
At the beginning, did he find lunch lady Doris? Like, have you got any grease, woman? Grease me up!
Grease me up!
He's coming through, squeezing through there, and just flops out the other end.
Yeah, there's absolutely no fucking feasible way Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger just Bruce Willis through the fucking air ducts.
So he's, oh, and Baxter is there, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, Baxter's there for no reason.
Yeah, he's at the villain bar. The
wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah.
And yeah, he starts like fucking shooting everyone and he's killing them all. And the mob boss says, call the police, which made me laugh.
Yeah. Even the guy he's talking to is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, just call the fucking police.
Like, we're the mob.
Yeah.
So we don't call the police. I call the police. And he kills Rocker, who I think deserved a better death.
Yeah.
Both
their deaths are really kind of throwaway. Almost. Yeah. They basically run into a back room.
And he
just walks in and shoots them.
Yeah. And he shotguns the fucking mob boss.
Yeah.
Who flops over his desk and he's dead. And then for some unknown reason, Arnie picks up a bowl of candy and just pours it over the mob boss's body.
Honestly, it's another... This is another... Walks off. Arnie wrote that. I guarantee you.
Why?
There's so many points in this film where you just think Arnie was just like, I'm going to do this and it's going to be really cool. And they're like, all right, mate, like whatever you want. You're Arnie. Yeah, and he just picks up a bowl of sweets and just pours it on it. It's not even like... it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you think it'd be like symbolic or something.
Yeah, there's no symbolism at all whatsoever.
Why?
Like, at no point has he like offered him a sweet or anything like that. No, nothing.
Yeah, and also like, I mean, this guy is a cop, and that's gonna be a nightmare for the crime scene investigating people. It's like, why is this candy everywhere? Who the fuck is staying in this place?
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, he's killed him and he pours candy over him, blah, blah. And everyone's fucking dead except for Baxter.
Yeah.
Who he finds cowered in a corner, like trying to shoot himself.
Yeah.
But the gun's got no bullets. And Arnie's like, you're a piece of shit, laddie. Nobody fucking likes you. Fuck off. And so he does a
really terrible variation of the Shane. The movie Shane, where he's like, pick it up, like the gun. He gives him the gun.
Well, he suggests kind of that Baxter falls on his own sword and he should die. So Arnie hands him a loaded gun. Like, there you go.
Yeah.
And this is like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah.
He's obviously going to try and kill you with it. And he does. But Arnie gets the draw on him because he's Arnold Schwarzenegger and he shoots Baxter.
Yeah.
So. They're all
end of fucking, everyone's dead now.
Everyone's dead. Fucking dead. So Arnie then goes off to the airport to meet the gambling addict, and she's chartered a plane.
Yep,
they're there on a little prop plane. Yep, she's got it
with his money, I'm guessing, because she ain't got none.
Yeah, and he gives her a duffel bag with $250,000 in it.
Yeah,
worth of money, right?
$250,000, and she's like, oh, no, I'm not going without you. And he's like, there's $250 million in that bag. She's like, oh, will you be okay?
That's 250k. Is it 250 grand?
Yeah.
Says, yeah, score me here. Gives her 250 grand, and is like, there you go. Puts her on the plane. Like, she's a gambling addict.
Yeah.
That's not gonna last a week. That's like, come on.
But she just twists all of a sudden. She's like, oh, you'll have to come with me. He goes, there's $250,000 in there. She's like, well, you know, bye.
Yeah. So she gets on the plane, fucks off, never to be seen again.
You can just hear her as she's shutting the door. To Monte Carlo, driver. Yeah,
yeah. Literally. Yeah, so she's just gone. Never to be seen again. And also, wasn't it $100 million that went missing?
Yeah, something.
Where's
like
the rest of it?
Arnie's
got it. Yeah. He's got the other 99.75 million.
He's got an alky at home he's got to pay for as well.
So I can't afford an alcoholic and a gambling addict.
She needs baking supplies.
So.
Oh, yeah. It's
the world's worst detective arrives.
The helicopter turns up. Just as the plane's taking off, a helicopter comes in.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, literally, the world's worst detective turns up basically to go, always knew you was a cop.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I had it figured out the whole fucking time.
Yeah. You still don't.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no evidence that this man is in law enforcement whatsoever.
No. I always knew you was a cop, and I was proved right by you killing all those people.
It was like, Yeah, I always knew you were a cop. So good for you. Yeah. And then the kind of leads, like, he assumes he's a cop.
Yeah.
And doesn't ask for, like, oh, by the way, can we just have your real name? Just to double check you are a cop.
Yeah. Your middle name's not actually Pussy, is it?
Yeah. Because I've looked through the police records. There's no officer called Pussy. Yeah. Officer Pussy!
Even the guy you're pretending to be, his middle name isn't Pussy.
Yeah. but no, he doesn't ask for, like, ID or anything like that. It's just like, hey, you're a cop. You're okay. And he walks off and that's it.
Yeah, he literally used police money or like taxpayers' money to fly a helicopter over to go.
Also, he's dressed like Inspector Gadget for some reason in this one scene. But even if he isn't, like, he just assumes he's a cop. And he is correct.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't matter because everything he's done is really fucking illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, this is all, as we said at the beginning, off cash the in hand, yeah, off the books. Totally not official police business.
It's mass murder.
It really is. He's killed scores of people.
Yeah, lots and lots of people. He was going to kill a cop.
Yeah.
Until he realised it was one he knew.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if he's a cop. It's all still illegal.
Yeah.
But they're just like, oh, okay, just walk off. Don't arrest him. Don't question him. Don't even ask for his real fucking name.
No.
Just, oh, yeah, I knew you were a cop. Bye.
Yeah. Well done. Well done, you.
Fucking useless. I mean, serial killers kill less than this guy.
And then you find out almost immediately after that Arnie fucking got his job back with the FBI off the back of this.
Yes. Apparently that was part of the kind of, if you do this, you'll get your job back. Can't promise it, but I'm just going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
But he does get his job back somehow.
Somehow. After murdering.
So not only does he not go to jail, he's promoted.
Promoted for murdering all these people.
Yeah. But they were bad people.
Yeah.
Like, even some of them, like, yeah, okay, they're in the mob. Some of them can be, like, their first day on the job.
Yeah, exactly. They probably didn't even know what they was getting into.
Yeah. So one of them was the barman at the club. Just the waitress. So we just
works there.
Just serve drinks.
Gets paid, like, $5 an hour.
Yeah, I make cocktails. That's it. Plus tips.
Yeah.
Then Arnie just comes in slithering through the fucking vent all greased up and shotguns his face. Christ. Anyway. It's nearly over. But Harry is alive.
Yeah.
But he's pretty pissed off about being crippled.
He is grumpy.
Despite being shot in the arm, he can't walk. But so he's there in a wheelchair. He's all pissed off. So what does he say to the nurse? Like, either wheel me back to my room or wheel me in the traffic.
Yeah.
And Arnie shows up and he's like, Harry! My alcoholic wife. She's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Yeah. I'm sure the baby won't be born of any
We're
issues.
Having a wee bear.
It'll be born a healthy baby despite her fucking alcohol addiction.
Yeah, alcohol dependency.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Anyway.
And she's nothing but cake.
Yeah.
her ankles are like this thick. Yeah.
Anyway, she's pregnant. We want you to be the godfather. And godfathers need to walk. He's like, no, they fucking don't.
That's a bit of a slap in the face to every disabled godfather.
He really is.
It's not a necessity.
Yeah. But Arnie basically just like acts like fucking Jesus and makes him walk again.
Yeah. Where he forces him to his feet.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as we're aware, they
take his chair away.
Yeah. As far as we're aware, he's had no like physiotherapy up to this point. And Arnie's like, lifts him out of his chair. Just fucking walk, man. Yeah. He's like, all right. And he's like, oh, and then he goes, that's it. He goes, did you ever give up in front of Blair? So, oh, God.
That's awkward.
Well, uncomfortable.
Yeah. He just stood at the end of the thing like, come on, come to me now. Yeah. Come on.
He's to the chopper.
Yeah. Or he just stood there with like a can of Iron Brew waiting for him.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. Or a Guinness. Don't know what fucking country he's from anymore. And yeah, Harry can walk again, thanks to the power of our Lord and Saviour, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
The end.
The end.
That's
it. Yeah, freeze frames on like them laughing at each other.
Hugging.
And Arnie's a weird looking man when he laughs. Like,
yeah, that he's got an odd smile. Funny. Yeah.
It's proper terrifying. But yeah, that's that.
That's that. What did you think?
It's certainly not my favourite Arnie film.
It's not his best.
It's actually quite dull in places.
I thought it was alright. I thought it was enjoyable enough. But
I got a little bit bored of it about halfway through.
It does seem to be trying to be a bit too smart for its own good.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It desperately wants to be something way better than it is.
Yeah.
And there are various points in this film, like I said, where it's hinted that there might have been a better film.
But even like when you read the plot, it's just like, no, just keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Like, this is, don't think about it too much. You're thinking about this too much, writers and John Irving. This is just an Arnie movie.
Yeah.
And there are parts where you are sort of questioning, like, what's actually going on here?
Yeah.
Because like the rival mob boss, you only see him once, I think, or twice. A couple of times.
Yeah.
But he's kind of mentioned in passing, but you don't really understand, like, it's not really established what's going on there.
No.
And why Arnie's doing the things at the beginning.
No, that guy's biggest scene is the car chase, the weird car chase, where he's sat in the middle of two other blokes in the back of the car, just smirking all the time.
Yeah, it's odd. It's not a hateable film. It's all right. It's just a bit of entertainment. But yeah, it's Commando, dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Simple as hell.
Well,
that's it. This is trying to like do stuff that it can't.
Yeah,
it,
unfortunately, I think if you'd had a different actor, maybe in the main role,
and a different writer,
probably a different director, this film would have focused more on the whole undercover infiltrating.
Could have been like the French Connection or something.
Side of things. Yeah. So you would have had, and it would have been a slow burn, and it would have been a lot cleverer. And then when you reach the point where he kills everybody, it would have been a much more sort of, but because it's Arnie, you're sat there the whole film like, well, when's he going to shoot
just
everyone?
Murder
when
people.
Is he going to murder all of these people? Like that whole thing is just feels unnecessary, and it's so poorly written. Like, there's no what they think are like smart comebacks and stuff aren't.
No,
like it's just bad dialogue.
Yeah, the Arnie one-liners are misfire all over the place.
Horrendous,
really. Yeah,
horrendous.
Yeah. Oh well. It's Arnie, so I still watch it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, some trivia for you. Right. Dino De Laurentiis only made this film to try and make a quick buck in order to put more money into his production of Total Recall.
Oh, really?
Yes, which at this point in the 80s, Arnie wanted to be in.
Yeah.
But Dino said no, and at this point, Patrick Swayze was cast.
Oh, wow. Weird.
Yes. So, yeah, they only made this film to try and make a bit of extra, like, quick cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, when you think about it, like, I guess this film's actually not that bad, considering it's literally only made to just make some money quickly.
Yeah. You're making money off the Schwarzenegger name, basically.
Yeah, basically. However, this film only made $16 million off of its $8 million budget.
I mean, it's not the film, like, if you talk about Arnie films with anyone, Raw Deal never really comes up.
No.
It's not one that anybody goes, oh, have you seen Raw Deal?
Yeah.
Like, it's literally mid-tier, probably below mid-tier.
Yeah. His gamble didn't pay off. This didn't make any money. And then Dino went bankrupt. And then the rights to Total Recall were sold to another company. And it was made 4 years later. And Arnie got cast.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking fantastic film.
It's a great film.
Yeah. Love Total Recall. Originally, this film was going to be called Let's Make a Deal.
Sounds like a game show.
Deal or No Deal. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was a show in America called Let's Make a Deal.
Quite possibly. And the only other interesting bit of trivia I could find, apart from that one stupid fucking thing. This isn't word for word because I didn't save it, but somebody on IMDb actually submitted as a piece of trivia something along the lines of, not verbatim, in this movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife, Amy, is an alcoholic. Arnold Schwarzenegger played an alcoholic in the movie End of Days in 1999.
Mind blown.
Wow! Tell me more! Come on. That's like, why even? That's just so fucking tedious.
Yeah.
They're saying, in this movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger has brown hair. As does his co-star, Robert Davi. Who cares? It's just wasting time. Fucking IMDb, honestly. Anyway. And the final bit. None of the hitmen from the opening scene appear in the film again.
Oh, right, yeah. Not even the one...
Nope.
Yeah.
Not even Harry Dean Stanton.
He looks like he's set up as being a main character.
Yeah, nope.
Nothing.
No one from that opening scene.
I didn't even
think
about that until you just said it.
They're never seen again.
Wow. Well, I mean, neither's Arnie's wife. Like, once he puts her to bed, I mean, he could have killed her.
Yeah.
Like, he could have smothered her.
She's like my favourite character.
Yeah, she's got the drunk best, wife. The best scene. Yeah.
She's got the best sense of humour. Just, I've made a cake, it just says shit on it. Shit on it!
She's literally never mentioned. Well, she's mentioned, but you never see her again.
No. That's that. Oh, comments, did you get any?
I got one from...
I got one. We got one because no one's seen this fucking film.
No, I didn't think so. Like, Dan Jenkins said, it's not in the top 10 Arnie films. It's also not in the bottom 10. Make of that what you will.
There's 10 bad Arnie films?
But not in the top 10 or the bottom 10, but there you go.
There you go, I said. Mid,
it's
mid
just what it
loaded.
Is.
It is what it is. What it is. One, Jimmy Osage said, Raw Deal is testosterone and drunken cake making.
Absolutely.
Nail, head, on tin, does what it says.
Yeah.
Words.
I do want to give a quick shout out. We did mention him earlier to the guy, Little Slice of Hell Network, because he has done a couple of things in regards to the podcast and stuff. He does these funky little
The video. Videos. Vignettes? Like, I don't know what you call them.
But they're really cool. Like, it's on Instagram, so do check it out. It's a Little Slice of Hell Network. He does this fun stuff with trailers and all of that. So do have a look at that.
Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Cool. That's it for another episode of this brilliant podcast. Quite frankly, outstanding work.
I think I found today's episode hilarious, I've got to say.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to cut out most of the... it's like a roller coaster. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll vomit. Thank you for listening. If you're still listening, if not,
fuck you. You'll never know.
You'll never know. Your mother's a whore. Anyway, goodbye.
Cheers. Bye.
Well, thank you all for coming here tonight and drinking all of my booze.